All right, now let's talk about the San Diego game rematch, redo, so to speak. September 30th, a loss at Arrowhead Stadium. Now, I want to ask you, though, the running backs for San Diego. As we look at a breakdown in this game. I've mentioned it before. I've studied Phillip Rivers a lot, watched a lot of tape on this guy. No one in the league, since he came into the league, has thrown to the backs more than Phillip Rivers. A lot of his passing yards in his past have been thrown to the backs. Look at this. This is the San Diego receiving stats. Ronnie Brown is a running back. Ryan Matthews is a running back. Brinkley and Battle are running backs. And you have to play the running back in the passing game. Let's be honest. Kansas City has struggled in this.
Right.
In covering running backs. Ronnie Brown got a big play against him in the game on September the 30th. If you're a defensive coordinator like Romeo Crennel and a defensive staff, what do you do to slow down San Diego's passing game and Rivers throwing to the Charger running backs?
Well, you've got to do everything you can to get those matchups to not occur or to occur as little as possible. When you look at it, Ronnie Brown had 3 catches for 50 yards. Jackie Battle had 4 catches for 42 yards. And then you go with it, Gates, who's a tight end, had 3 catches also for 59. Those were your leading receivers, so you've got to stop that part of the game. But when it comes down to it, you've got to put pressure on the cue. If you put pressure on the QB, he can't get the ball out there. Now, sometimes you've got those quick screens to the right and the left. And you can't deal with those. But those aren't the kind of plays that I think hurt us. It's when the back gets across the line of scrimmage and he runs those crossing routes, and now you've got the linebacker chasing him. Those are the kind of things that I think you have to stay out of. And again, I just keep going back to it. You've got to put pressure on the QB, on Phillip Rivers, because he will throw you the ball 2 or 3 times. You're going to have a chance to get your hands on the ball 2 or 3 times. It's what you do with it after that.
And Justin Houston, maybe unleash him here a little bit. The other thing before we close, and that's another part of our Chiefs breakdown, to me it's imperative the Chiefs start this game fast. Start this game quickly. Start this game on a positive note. We've already seen the 17-0 deficit in the first meeting. But if you look at those first possessions, we look at the turnovers in the San Diego game. What was overlooked in that was the fact that San Diego's first possession was a 76-yard drive for a touchdown. Kansas City's got to figure out a way, somehow, some way, on either side of the ball or special teams. What about the importance of getting a fast, positive start Thursday night?
Well, I'm sounding like a broke record. I know, Mitch, but you've got to avoid turnovers. But when you get out there, you've got to find a way to put 3 or 7 on the board early. Get up and make them play from behind. Again, I just said it. I'm going to say it again. I'm a broken record, but you've got to find a way to play from ahead, and you've got to cut the turnovers. You've got to stop the turnover margin being negative. -5, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm not breaking any news. If you play -5 ball again against them or anybody else, most likely you're going to lose the game. So you've got to play even or better, and especially on the road at San Diego.
And here you go. 12 lost fumbles for Kansas City this year, leading the league. The 13 picks, and again, the next closest team, 31st, are the Cowboys. We know how they've languished with 13 picks. Being -11, that's 7 down. All right, we're going to end the show the way you started it. You said you got to take on the bully. So what you're saying is you seek the bully out. You go to the bully.
You knock him in the face. You don't care. You don't shave. You don't put makeup on. I'm not much to look at, but normally I put a little makeup on to ease you guys out
there. And you show him your lunch pail.
Absolutely.
You show him lunch money.
Come get it.
Go.
Come get it.
Let's go, dog.
I'll knock you in the face.
Wow. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do this. All right. Short week. Forget it. Chiefs, let's go 2-6.